And we're joined now by Melcher Dallas girls track and field coach Amy Stewart on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. This interview powered by Hy-Vee on KNIA. Amy, good to talk to you once again on this day. As you know, we got a few meets in. How have things gone for the girls thus far?
We were happy we finally got an outdoor meet in last night. Milwaukee got canceled on us, so we have only ran Central, and then we finally got to get run again last night. So they were ready to get on the track and see what they could do.
Well, I know, your sprinter, Trista Hansacker, has, started off having a pretty nice season so far. Is she just kind of settling in, or is she just kind of building, here for the big meets coming up here in a couple weeks?
Well, I feel like she's had a really strong start. So far, we're kind of ahead of where we were last year at this time. And so I hope we're, I hope we're building and it's going to keep getting better. So it was a tight 100-meter dash last night for I think it could have went to any one of those three girls. I'm not sure if they, how that really ended up. I was kind of back behind the line, but she was right in there for first. So she's running really strong.
What are you telling her as far as, times? I'm sure at this point she wants to win every time she goes out, but sometimes, you go to these bigger meets that you're going up against 2A, 3A, 4A schools at times that, hey, there's athletes does this year round, and, you do the best you can.
Yeah. I always tell her to use her competition to make herself better, and you got to run against good people, to find out what you can really do. And, in the end, we don't have to worry about those 2A girls. We try to keep that in mind as well and know who our real competition is and, just try to set her up to get where she wants to go at the end of the season.
Just one meet, as you said, outdoor-wise, how did the girls react, outdoor and, just kind of getting into the flow of everything with the season around now?
Yeah, the weather was a little bit crazy last night. We got there, it was raining, it got cloudy, then it would get warm, and then it would get cloudy, and then it'd get warm, and so that was a little bit to navigate, I guess. But I was happy with how we responded to having a meet last night. We were strong in a few things. Gabby had a strong night in the throws. Trista had a strong night in her races. And, definitely had some good things happening and then things that we need to work on. With lots of new freshmen coming in, our handoffs were not where I want them to be. We have some things to do, and we're just going to keep kind of trying some things out and see where we want to be for our Bluegrass Conference meets when we go to Moravia and have our home meet and then the real conference meet at the end.
You mentioned Gabby Overgaard. She did well with the shot put and discus. And obviously, managing that back injury of hers as well. How has that gone with the workouts and trying to not overdo it with her, knowing that you need to have her for the whole season?
Yeah, we've been really trying to watch it and trying to get her to communicate with how she feels and when's enough is enough. And and she likes to run and race too, so that we're not pushing that so much right now and trying to get her to stay healthy and focus on her throws. And when she feels good enough, we'll probably stick her in a race and see how that goes as well. But I'm really happy with how she started. I think, having our weight room back has been a benefit for her. You can see that in her and in Kesley Reed. Kesley Reed had a 2-foot PR last night from her PR she had on the indoor meet. So, some of that stuff is making a difference, and it's good to see.
Sounds like you've got depth there at the throws with Gabby and with Kesley. We saw how well she did in basketball this year. She, was, good at volleyball. It just looks like if she keeps working at it, she's going to be that all-around athlete that every coach just loves to have on their team.
Yep, she's one of those you love to have on your team because she's willing to work and she's coachable and really puts in the work to get better at everything.
Let's talk about some of the other races that may not be getting the spotlight or may, are in file under, hey, let's, get a little bit better here. Who are some of the kids that maybe they're starting to kind of get that light bulb turned on that, in a certain event that they say, okay, I'm getting better at this if I follow the protocol here.
Yeah, I was excited to Ashlyn Stegman, Haley Stegman, who's been a good 800, 1500 runner for us in the past. She's her little sister's a freshman this year, and it was good to see she ran a pretty good split and our 4x8. So it's nice to have that option. You know, another 800 strong 800 runner as an option in our 4x8 or distance med or open eight, whatever we need her for. And Haley's been having a little bit of pain in her hip, and so we. You know, got to find how we can keep her healthy and but keep her contributing, and she would, you know, as she would like to. So, you know, that was some strong things. We got to work on our handoffs. Those weren't too pretty last night. I was excited to see Ashlyn Metz PR in the 100 meter hurdles with not too much work at them so far. And we hope to put together a shuttle hurdle team. So that's a, you know, I think heading in a positive direction. We had some good splits in our relays. It was good to see. So just some improvements on handoffs and go from there, I guess.
Looking at, you know, what's ahead, you brought up, Moravia or someone is hosting, and then you got your own meet coming up plus the conference meet. So you got a lot to look forward to. What are you as a coach looking forward to with your team as they move on throughout the season?
You know, always want to just keep getting better. You know, keep looking at how we can score the most when we're against our conference schools, you know, whether it be at the Moravia meet, whether it be at our home meet, or, you know, when we get here at the end of conference, you know, as a team and for most of our athletes, that's what our focus and our goal is going to be. And then, you know, of course, trying to get maybe Tristan, Gabby, you know, to maybe postseason things that they're shooting for.
As far as your home meet, it's almost, if I remember right, almost like a mini bluegrass conference meet. Kind of like having that, you know, to kind of maybe scout out, maybe see what the conference competition is going to bring you when you go down to Graceland?
Yeah, and then we actually get to do that 2 days in a row because Moravia's is the day before ours now. They used to not be that close together, but they run it at Centerville's track now. So they have to kind of go when they can have it. And so we're back to back, and we don't always get to have our meet because of our track. So we hope we do get to have it, and we'll get a couple chances there to see how we stack up against the majority of our conference schools.
All right. Best luck to you moving forward, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
That's Amy Stewart, Melcher Dallas Girls Track and Field Coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner on KNIA.